Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Prime Minister says Kuwait City is now entirely free from Iraqi control. John Major was speaking outside number 10 alongside the Kuwaiti ambassador to Britain, Ghazi Al-Rayez.
British troops are now in the British Embassy in Kuwait City. They are cleaning it up. And I hope very much that the British ambassador will be able to return very speedily, perhaps as early as tomorrow.
This is a great moment for me to hear that Kuwait City has been liberated and the British ambassador is going soon to Kuwait. Thank you for your sympathy and cooperation.
Military officials in the Gulf have confirmed that 10 British soldiers have been killed and 6 wounded in the land battle so far. The Ministry of Defence said all the next of kin have been informed. Iraq is claiming the Allies have launched a major airborne assault on the town of Nasiriyah in southern Iraq. It's important because it's effectively the retreating Iraqi army's last escape route. Another Kuwaiti unit has joined those already in the Kuwaiti capital. Jonathan Burchell was with them.
Senior members of the Kuwaiti resistance said many Iraqis, including many wounded, had been abandoned in the city. They said many had been taken to mosques for their protection. As we drove in, a vast pall of smoke could be seen rising from one of Kuwait City's main desalination plants, rising upwards to join a leaden grey cloud which hangs now over the city.
Thousands of Iraqi troops are continuing to give themselves up in the face of the Allied push deep into southern Iraq. Stephen Sacker is with the British 1st Armoured Division. He went to a POW holding centre in the Iraqi desert.
As the winter rain fell and the temperature dropped, the prisoners of war looked nothing less than pitiful, huddled under tarpaulins and wearing black dustbin liners over uniforms that often looked extremely threadbare. None showed any sign of resistance, and every time an American truck pulled up to take a batch away from the front line towards permanent prisoner of war camps in Saudi Arabia, there was an enthusiastic crush of bodies trying to find a place.
Interest rates have fallen again. The Bank of England announced it's cutting its base rate by 0.5% to 13%. It's good news for your mortgage rates because most of the high street banks and building societies are following suit. And in an hour's time, the people of Kuwait talk of the months under Iraqi rule and the women who face the horror of rape by their own husbands. That's on Newsbeat. I'll have the very latest on the war in 30 minutes.
Aircheckdownloads.com.